They said, well, we ain't having it at all. They gonna get out there on that field. They got ladies sitting all over out there. We ain't gonna let them use it or either. You can warn them the first time, and the second, you gotta warn them the second time, get off the ground. But Junior got on to him about it the other night, and he got mad, and I don't know, he left over there, and he come around that curve there, and boy, he hit that ditch.
Junior?
Yeah, that boy that Junior got on to. And he had another boy with him. He got a cut in the head, though, on the inside. It was mostly, looked like it was hitting peel, like, you know, wasn't cutting or nothing deep. But him, he didn't have nothing. That boy, right after that happened, I came from over there and I saw the police call. So I flew down there and went by, I had several calls there. And then by that time the wrecker came. Well, the boy wanted to leave that car down in that ditch, and he told the police told him no, he had to take it out of there. That boy got so mad, and I know I wasn't close enough to hear what he said or something, but he told him something about insurance, because I know that boy and all that's on the police force, you know. He told him something about insurance, and boy, I set fire to that boy. That boy got so mad, he grabbed a hold, he had hit that bridge, he had a little bridge there where they drive in, you know. He had lumber scattered all over that place there, and he just tore it up. That's where he stopped. And he picked up a piece of that lumber and he threw it through the glass like that. Bing! He busted. Then he got a piece of 2x6 and he went on the front of that car like that on the hood. Do y'all want insurance? He said, I'll give y'all something to talk about. And boy, he just beat the devil out of that front of that car. I mean, a damn nice car too. Curse! Boy, he was using profane language of all kind they had around that. Top of his voice. He better not try that around here, because I go out there in the back and get me a piece of pipe and start working on it myself. I ain't gonna wait till the law get over here. He already left home. His daddy run him away from home. Boy, he just knocked him a mean little son of a gun. They say he's on the dope, but he must be.
So,
they had a young girl there. Well, she's married now. She got pregnant like that when she was just a kid. She was very young, and she's little. And they sent her off somewhere. They took her off, you know. So now, I guess she's married, but she's got another one now. She's got two kids. Bare feet, half-dressed. And naturally, all them boys around there, hanging around there, and she was there too. I don't know if she was living there or what. Them boys, you know, something. She ran over there. I saw her. She had the oldest baby in her arm, and she handed it to somebody. Said, "Hold that baby." I mean, she ran over there to where the police was with this boy. And I heard the police told her. To get away from here, lady. So I'll tell you, get away from here. And he told her that about three times.
Yeah.
And then she started coming back. So that police took off with him. And he hollered at them boys. They had a bunch of boys, man. It was like that. It looked like they had about a dozen of them. I think, you know. He hollered at one of them. Tell so-and-so to come get me out of jail.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, they threw the book at him. You can go with that.
Yeah.